There's an old saying I know you've heard, nothing is certain except death and taxes. Benjamin Franklin said that, by the way. He was a shrewd old cynic who I think would be much more at home in the world today than the other founding fathers. And I'd also guess old Ben wouldn't be surprised to know that his death and taxes maxim was, like most things, only about half right. Death remains certain even if we don't know where or when, but there's very little certain about taxes. Oh, we're certain to be taxed in one form or another, which is a good thing if you like clean water, fire departments, and schools. But who pays and who should pay the taxes? What we should be asking the candidates is, how high should taxes be? How do you set tax rates to give us the services we need and help the economy grow? To me, those are terribly important questions. Well, we now have some answers. Bridge Magazine, the online subsidiary of the Nonpartisan Center for Michigan, has published a special report, 10 Things Everyone Should Know About Michigan Taxes. Additionally, the Detroit Free Press took a data-crunching look at the impact of Governor Snyder's tax reforms. Taken together, the bottom line is this. Governor Snyder and the legislature created a massive tax shift, moving a bigger share of the burden from businesses to private individuals. This was sold to us as a program that would create new jobs. Businesses would move here or expand and add workers. Yet it now seems clear that this has failed. Economists agreed that Michigan's tax structure needed reforming. The old Granholm-era Michigan business tax was a nightmare. But dramatically lowering business taxes hasn't worked as promised. To quote the newspaper, viewed in totality, Snyder's tax code revisions have placed a much heavier burden on individuals and haven't resulted in sufficient job growth to bring Michigan in line with national unemployment numbers. Nor, the Free Press found, has the governor been willing to consider tweaking his program to improve things, such as tying business tax breaks to job creation. The Bridge Magazine series is far more comprehensive and looks at more than just what the governor did. When it comes to business, they found national studies that concluded that wage rate and quality of life issues are far more important than taxes. Overall, Michigan residents have a slightly higher tax burden than average. 20 states have higher taxes, 29 lower. But for the last 37 years, our growth in per capita tax burden has been the slowest in the nation. And our roads are falling apart. We're paying more in damage to our cars than it would cost to fix the roads. Michigan has cut revenue sharing the cities by more than $6 billion in the last dozen years. As a result, they have fewer cops, more crime in crummier parks, streets, and libraries. The bottom line of the Bridge series is this. You get what you pay for, and if we aren't willing to take care of what we got, we lose it. I wish Center for Michigan founder Phil Power would print this series as a booklet and mail it to every home in the state.